今天早上我们有王勇、小红跟两个女儿在这里带诗歌。
So today we have the Wang family, Lucy and Michelle, two young daughters, leading us in singing and praising.
当我坐在下面的时候，我想到圣经一句话：至于我和我家，我们必侍奉耶和华。
That reminded me of a verse from the scripture: "As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord."
今天的经文里面讲到，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
The scripture we read today focused on reaping and sowing.
在家里，我们在我们的孩子的身上，我们种下什么，将来我们收成什么。
In our children's life, whatever we reap, we will sow in the future.
我们的玩家是一个很好的例子，我们看到看到神怎样的带领他们一家人。
So from Lucy and Michelle, we see how this family is being led by the Lord.
我们看到王勇跟小红他们在教会热心的参与，他的孩子也跟着上来。
And not only the parents are very active in serving in the church, but their children as well.
我们也希望说，我们的家庭里面，我们也能够这样，全家一起侍奉。
And I'm hoping that more and more families are like that. The whole family will be serving the Lord together.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们将这段时间完全的交在你恩主的手上，让你来带领。
Lord, we committed this period of time totally into your hands and ask your spirit to lead us.
让圣灵在我们的心中工作，让我们来领受你所说的每一句话。
We ask that the spirits work in each of our hearts so that we understand and receive all your words.
我们现在祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
And our prayers in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 从前有一个玻璃店的老板对一个刚刚聘请的员工说。
The story has it that a boss in a glass shop hired a new hire.
他说你不是很喜欢打破玻璃吗？
So he told this new employee, I heard that you like shattering glasses.
去把玻璃打去吧。
Why don't you go and shatter some glasses?
员工听了他所说的这句话，马上就立刻就到玻璃店里面去，把玻璃都打碎了。
So this employee just went into the glass shop and shattered all the glasses he could find.
当老板回到店里，一看就气得不得了。
So the boss returned to the shop the next morning and he was enraged.
他就把员工骂了一顿。
And he scolded this employee.
员工很不服气地问老板说，你不是叫我打碎玻璃吗？
Oh, the employee said, didn't you just tell me yesterday to break the glasses?
为什么你又再来骂我吗？
Now, how come I get scolded for that?
老板说，我是叫你打破别人的玻璃，这样我才有钱赚。
No, the boss said, I told you to break other people's glasses so I canmake money fixing them.
而不是叫你来打碎我店里的玻璃。
I didn't tell you to shatter the glasses in my store.
玻璃店的老板要害人，结果却害了他自己。
So this boss wanted to harm other people, but it's just turned back on his head.
所以说，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
So we have an old saying, you reap what you sow.
刚才所读的加拉太书，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And the scripture we just read also reaffirmed this point. A man reaps what he sows.
这个是很自然的一个定律。
And we understand that as a sort of a law of nature.
这个定律也可以应用在我们的生活上面。
And it applies to our lives as well.
经文接下来告诉我们，顺着情意撒种的必从情意收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
But pay attention to what follows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sowsTo please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
从前没有人撒下西瓜的种子，而收成的时候却摘下的是南瓜。
So nobody would sow seeds for watermelon and harvest with pumpkin.
也没有人撒下苹果的种子收成的时候是借出橘子来。
And nobody plants apple with harvest with orange.
一个人如果他的生命种下了欺骗的种子
，If a person sows in his life deceit.
不可能能够得到信用的种子。
And he's not going to reap the benefit of trust.
一个人爱撒谎的话，他说的话是绝对不会令人相信的。
And a person who is prone to tell lies will not have his words trusted by others.
一个爱吃喝嫖赌的父亲，不可能会有一个完美的家庭。
A father who is given to drunken orgies or gambling or other immoral life is not going to enjoy a harmony family life.
如果一个小孩子生长在一个父母天天在吵架的家庭里面，这个孩子的幼小的心灵里面一定会受到伤害。
A child that grew up in a house where the parents fight every single day is going to have the young spirit's damage.
各位，明天你希望有怎样的结果，今天你就要播下怎样的种子。
So whatever you expect to harvest tomorrow, that's what you should sow today.
旧约圣经创世纪第二十五章开始就讲到了雅各。
One of the patriarchs in the Old Testament, Jacob.
雅各一出生就是抓住哥哥的脚。
When he was born, Genesis 25 described his birth, that he was grabbing onto the heel of his brother.
他的一生就是在捉的当中过日子。
And his life was spent grabbing things.
他捉住他所要的东西，他在捉的当中，他却遭受到欺骗。
So he tried to grab whatever he can hold on to, but then in his life he used a lot of schemes.
他用计谋骗了长子的名分。
He tricked his brother into selling him the birthright.
他又骗了父亲的祝福。
And then he tricked his father to giving him the blessing.
他从头到头来，他过的是一个不平安的生活。
But at the end, he lived a life of turmoil.
结果哥哥要杀他。
So his brother wanted to kill him.
所以他就逃到舅舅拉班的家中。
So he had to run away to his uncle Laban.
他在拉班的家中，他遭受到舅舅的诡诈和欺骗。
So there he met his match in trickery.
他骗别人，反而被人骗。
So this is a master of tricks. Now he is being schemed by others.
雅各爱上舅舅的二女儿拉结。
So he fell in love with Rachel, the younger daughter of his uncle.
原本和舅舅已经讲好了七年的时间来换拉结的婚约。
So he made a deal with his uncle to work for him 7 years in order to marry Rachel.
结果新婚的第二天就发现新娘不是拉结。
But on the second day after the marriage, he found out the bride was not Rachel at all.
新娘是他的拉结的姐姐莉亚。
But was the older sister Lia.
为了要娶拉结，他又要为舅舅做了另外一个七年的工。
So in order to marry Rachel, his real love, he had to work another 7 years for his uncle.
这段时间，拉班对雅各非常的苛刻。
And Laban is a very harsh employer.
他改了十次的工价。
So 10 times his wages were changed.
雅各自己有讲过这样的一句话。
So this is what Jacob described.
他说我白白受尽干热。
So there I was consumed by heat during the day.
黑夜受尽寒霜。
And by cold in the night.
不得喝饮睡着，我常是这样。
And my sleep would flee from me all the time.
这样雅各的报，就是雅各他撒下种子所得来的个报应。
And that's the payback for the schemes and tricks that Jacob play.
雅各年纪老迈的时候，他儿子们又欺骗雅各。
And even when he's old, he was deceived by his children.
哥哥们把弟弟叶氏卖了。
His older sons even sold his younger son Joseph.
各位，雅各撒下了欺骗的种子，他所得到的报应就是被人欺骗。
So, while Jacob did a lot of trickeries and deceit during his life, he got paid back with more deceit onto himself.
正如哥罗西书第三章第二十五节说。
Colossians 3:25 says,
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there's no favoritism.
诗篇十八篇第二十五到二十六节说，慈爱的人你以慈爱待他，完全的人你以完全待他，清洁的人你以清洁待他，乖僻的人你以弯曲待他。
And Psalm 18:25 and 26 verses, to the faithful you show yourself faithful.To the blameless you shall show yourself blameless, to the pure you show yourself pure, but to the crooked you show yourself shrewd.
刚才我们读过马太福音第七章第十七到二十节。
We also read this scripture passage from Matthew 7:17-20.
这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结好坏果子。
Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
我要问弟兄姐妹，你请问你们是怎样的一个人？
So let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters. What kind of tree are you?
这段经文告诉我们一个原则，在你的里面藏的是什么，从你里面出来的也会是什么东西。
Because this passage tells us a principle, that is, whatever is inside of you will be bearing fruit on the outside.
这就是耶稣基督所说的，凡好树结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
And that's what Jesus meant. Every good tree bears good fruit, and every bad tree bears bad fruit.
求神怜悯我们，我们的心灵里面有时候有好多隐藏着的一些肮污秽的东西。
So, may Lord have mercy on us, because deep down in our spirits may hide many dirty laundry.
我们里面有时候会缠着的是苦毒、嫉妒、嫉恨、淫乱、污秽思想、恼怒、自私自利、诡诈、欺骗等等。
We may have harbored many uncleanness in our hearts, including bitterness, deceit,
jealousy,
envy, all kinds of uncleanness in our heart.
有这些东西在我们的里面，我们怎能够结出好的果子呢？
But if that kind of uncleanness is in our hearts, how can we bear good fruit?
你的里面有健康的心灵吗？
So how's your spiritual health?
如果我们在我们的里面有圣灵的话，我们就会结出圣灵的果子来。
But if we have the Holy Spirit inside us, we will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子是什么？
What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
It's love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
各位，今天在这个时代里面，有很多人在忧郁的当中过日子。
Brothers and sisters, many today are suffering from depression.
因为他们没有健康的心灵。
Because they do not have healthy spirit.
今天很多人活在生活的压力之下，内心的记恨、恼怒等等，就产生了病痛。
And many people live under the pressure of daily living, and inside their hearts, the bitterness and envy and jealousies will produce physical illness as well.
今天好多人生活在不愉快、不满足的当中，因为他们的人生是以自我为中心。
And many people live in this pressure and discontent because they live self-centered life.
我们要建立一个健康的人生。
We must build a healthy spirit.
这个健康就是心灵的健康。
And this health is focused on the spiritual health.
我们就要来到神的面前，承认自己的罪，接纳耶稣基督为我们个人的救主和生命的主。
We must first come before God and admit that we are, confess that we're sinners and receive Christ as our personal Savior.
如果我们肯这样做的话，我们就会领受圣灵，圣灵就会在我们的里面来帮助我们。
By doing that, we will be able to receive the Holy Spirit, which will reside inside of us to help us.
保罗是神所重用的仆人，但是他常常有各种不同的试探和软弱，他就在这个试探和软弱的当中挣扎着。
And Paul, the Apostle Paul, one of the great apostles mightily used by God, also struggled inside himself with temptations and weakness.
我们可以在罗马书第七章第二十一到二十四节就知道他的挣扎是什么。
We could see this struggle in Romans 7, 21-24.
我很快的把它念，我们就不翻译好了。
Okay.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，并有恶与我同在，因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。那最后他讲什么？他说：“我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离自取？”
In describing this struggle, he ended this passage with, What a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death?
神借着保罗提醒我们。
God reminded us through the words of Apostle Paul.
就是腓立比书第四章第十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13.
如果我们这样做，我们就会常常以神的话，把神的话藏在我们的心里面，让神的话语来改变我们的生命。
And if we do that, we'll let the word of God live in our heart and let the word of God change our life.
我们要靠着圣灵的能力过一个得胜的生活，圣洁的生活。
We can live a victorious and holy life through the power of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第六章第七节到第八节说，不要自欺神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么，顺着情义撒种的必从情义收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
Galatians 6:7-8 Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from the nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please histhe spirit from the spirit will reap eternal life.
人种的是什么，收的是什么。
A man reaps what he sows.
保罗写给加拉太的信中讲出了这个很宝贵的人生哲学，讲出了人生的定律。
So from this passage, Paul really very succinctly summarized an important law of life.
保罗在讲出这个定律之前有两句话很重要。
But please do not overlook the two sentences right before that law.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked.
什么叫做不要自欺？
What does it mean, do not be deceived?
不要被欺骗，或者不要被蒙蔽。
Don't kid yourself. Don't be misled.
到底不要被欺骗是什么？
Exactly what do you not want to be misled about?
这一段讲得很清楚，神是轻慢不得的。
He gave the answer, God cannot be mocked.
轻慢就有就是嘲笑的意思。
So mocked meaning just making a fool of.
我们现在很清楚。
We're very clear.
弟兄姐妹，撒旦常常的在误导我们。
Satan is trying to mislead us all the time.
他要我们藐视神的存在。
He wanted us to disdain the existence of God.
撒旦告诉我们，我们做什么事情神不知道。
He would tell us that God doesn't know what you're doing.
撒旦是很可恶的。
Satan is evil.
撒旦误导人的事情多得不得了。
He often misleads us.
撒旦常常告诉我们好多负面的话语，是令我们怀疑神的话语。
And he often tells us lies that cause us to doubt God.
撒旦说你没有用。
He would tell us you're useless.
你的父母不爱你。
Your parents don't love you.
你太胖了，没有人要。
Too fat, nobody wants you.
你看某某人赚的钱比你多了。
See, so and so make more money than you do.
你看别人比你更厉害。
And see, so and so is making a better life, living than you do.
这些话语会影响到我们。
Now these words may impact us.
让我们的内心里面对人产生的嫉妒。
It causes envy in our hearts.
当我们对人产生的苦毒、记恨、不满。
It causes jealousy, bitterness, and discontent.
也会让我们感到自卑、自怜。
Or it causes low self-esteem and self-pity.
这些话会影响到我们，不知不觉的当中，我们就陷入了忧郁的深渊里面。
And that would cause us to go into the deep valley of depression.
各位弟兄姐妹和朋友，我们要很小心。
So brothers and sisters, be on guard.
我们要听神的话语。
We must listen to the voice of God.
我们不要听撒旦的谎言。
And do not listen to the lies of Satan.
我们不要中魔鬼的诡计。
And do not fall for the schemes.
我们不要给魔鬼欺骗。
And do not be deceived by the devil.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
我们做什么事情，虽然人看不到我们所做的。
And what we do may not be seen by other people.
但是要记得神知道。
But we need to know that God knows.
神看到的你的一举一动。
God sees everything.
神甚至知道你内心在想的是什么。
God even sees what's in your heart.
各位，我们不要自欺，我们要有一颗敬畏神的心。
So, brothers and sisters, we must have a reverential fear for God.
我们不要轻看神，我们不要藐视神。
And do not disdain Him.
神是轻慢不得的，提醒了我们。
God cannot be mocked. This reminds us.
我们要有一颗敬畏神的心。
We must live a reverential fear for God.
一个敬畏神的人，他会小心他内心所想的一切，他所做的每一件事情，他会存着害怕神的心。
So, a person who has a reverential fear for God would be on guard for his heart and also be careful about everything he says and does.
弟兄姐妹，人的一生都在撒种和收成。
Brothers and sisters, all life long we are either sowing or reaping.
我们天天都在撒种，我们天天都在收割。
And actually, we are doing both at the same time every day.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And what we sow, we will reap.
这是一个真理。
And this is a truth.
这个真理从苦到今都是一样的。
And it's a truth that has stood the test of time.
这个真理永远不会改变。
And this truth does not change.
这个真理所讲的是一个报应和后果。的定律。
And it points to cause and effect.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
What you sow, you reap.
这个真理早在旧约的时代，神已经说了。
Even in the Old Testament time, God already proclaimed this.
神借着何西亚先知在何西亚书第十章第十二到十三节说
through the prophet Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 and 13
我们 请林医生 用英文念然后我们跟着上面的那个中文
Sow for yourself righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unplowed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, until he comes and showers righteousness on you. But you have planted wickedness, you have reaped evil, you have eaten the fruit of deception, because you have depended on your own strength and on your many warriors.
如果一个人顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲受败坏。
So if a man sows according to please the sinful nature, he will reap with this destruction.
顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
But anyone who sow according to the Holy Spirit will reap eternal life.
哥罗西书三章二十五节讲得很好。
Colossians 3:25 says,
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主必偏不偏待人。
Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there's no favoritism.
人生是在撒种和收割。
So all our life we are reaping and sowing.
我们今天所撒下的种子有可能明天就会收割
What we reap today could be harvested tomorrow
也可能会在一年之后收割
Or could be harvested a year later
也可能在十年之后收割
Or maybe 10 years later
Or, 或者是我们会在三十年之后收割
Or maybe even 30 years later
我们年幼的时候所撒下的种子可能老年的时候才会收割
So what we sow when we're young we may not harvest until the days when we are old
我们中国人有一句话说
There's an old saying in Chinese
少壮不努力老大徒悲伤
If you're not making best effort when you're young you will regret in vain when you're older
这是一个真理
And this is true.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要有好的收割，我们就必须先有好的撒种。
And to expect good harvest, we must first sow good seed.
如果我们要我们的孩子将来成为一个有处事、一个处事的人。
If we want our children to become men and women of excellence,
有爱神的心，有爱人的心
someone who loves God and loves others,
今天我们就要好好的撒种
we must sow the good seeds in their life.
我们要好好栽培我们的下一代
we need to raise them.
我们要将神的话语教导给他们
by teaching them the word of God.
箴言二十二章第六节说教养孩童使他走当行的道就是到老也不分偏
Proverbs 22:6 Train up a child in the way he should go and when he's old he will not turn from it
撒母耳记下第十一章记载了大卫犯罪得罪神
Now 2 Samuel chapter 11 recorded the sin of David
神对大卫说你在暗中行之事我却要在以色列人众人面前日光之下报应
And he reaped it God said You did it in secret but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel
大卫犯罪的结果是怎样我们是可想而知的
SoThe sin of David really produced very serious results.
撒母耳记下第十二章第十五节说，耶和华击打乌利亚妻给大卫所生的儿的孩子，使他得重病。
So the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife had born to David and he became ill. 2 Samuel 12:15.
到了第十八节讲说到第七日孩子死了。
And on verse 18 says, on the seventh day the child died.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章第一到第二节说你们不要论断人免得你们被论断。
Matthew 7:1-2, the Lord Jesus said, Do not judge or you too will be judged.
因为你们怎样论断人也必怎样被论断。
For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged.
你们用什么量器量给人也必 用什么量器量给你们。
And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
第十二节说，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So in everything do to others what you would have them do to you.
因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
For this sums up the Lord and the Prophet.
我们要将神的话语刻在心的里，我们的心里面。
Let's put the word of God in our heart.
圣经有好多的地方就讲到这个因果的关系。
There are many places in the Bible that tell us about cause and effect.
我列下了五个圣经的五段圣经的话语，就是讲到这一方面。
I have listed five different places.
第一段在诗篇三十四篇第九到第十。
Psalm 34:9-10.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺，少壮失职，还确实忍耐，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
第二段是篇第二十三节。
The second place, Psalm 31:23.
耶和华的圣名啊，你们都要爱他。耶和华保护诚实人，足足报应行事骄傲的人。
Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserve the faithful, for the proud he pays back in full.
第三段是25:10.
And the next is Psalm 25:10.
凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。
All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant.
箴言十章第四节，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。
Proverbs 10:4, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands brings wealth.
箴言十一章第二十节，人中乖僻，为耶和华所憎恶，行事完全的，为他所喜悦。
Finally, Proverbs 11:20, the Lord detests men of perverse heart, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless.
那总结的时候，我再次的提醒各位。
So in conclusion, I would like to bring this reminder.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
So do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked.
我们所相信的的神是会报应的神。
We have a God that can take revenge.
神是会发怒。
And he is also a God that has wrath.
神是一位审判天地万物的主。
And he is the judge of all heaven and earth.
罗马书第二章第三到第七节说，你这人啊，你论断行这事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样。
Romans 2:3-7. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same thing,
你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Do you think you will escape God's judgment?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐？
Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness?
不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
So contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you towards repentance.
你竟认作你刚硬不悔改的心。
But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart,
为自己继续愤怒。
You are storing up wrath against yourself.
以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Against yourself for the day of God's wrath when his righteous judgment will be revealed.
他必照着所行个人的行为报应个人。
God will give to each person according to what he's done.
凡恒心行善寻求荣耀尊贵。
To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory,
和不能修坏之福的就以永生报应他们。
Honor and immortality he will give eternal life.
这是一个很有力的一段警告。
And this is a very stern warning.
传道书第九章第十一第十一章第九到第十节说。
Ecclesiastes 11:9-10.
少年人啊，你在幼年时当快乐，在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅。
Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.
写你所心所愿行的，看你所眼所爱看的，却要知道为这一切的事，神必审问。
Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment.
所以你当从心中除掉从肉体刻去邪恶，因为一生的开端和年幼之时都是虚空的。
So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless.
我们要很小心。
So we must be careful.
这段经文是一个警告。
And these are stern warnings.
我们可以做，我们要做。
We can do what our hearts prompt us to do.
我们可以什么都做。
We can do all things.
我们爱看什么就看什么。
Whatever we please our eyes.
可是弟兄姐妹，神要审判。
God does judge.
传道书第十二章第十四节。
So the Ecclesiastes 12:14.
因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，上帝都必审问。
For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden things, whether it's good or evil.
有位父亲他用周末的时间就带着九岁大的孩子到河边钓鱼。
I'm going to tell you a story of a father who took his nine-year-old son to fish.
他们两个都看到河边有一个告示牌。
So when we got to the side of the river, they saw a little post that says,
告示牌这样讲说，钓鱼时间从上午九点到下午四点整。
Fishing time is 9 a.m. through 4 p.m.
父亲提醒孩子，我们钓鱼只能到四点钟为止。
So the father reminded his son that the time